Here's some holiday news you can bank on. After a brief hiatus, our totally super cool podcast spinoff, TLDR, is back. Here's Meredith Haggerty exploring a novel way to chasten the trolls.
As Jane Austen so aptly put it, it is a truth universally acknowledged that a woman in possession of an online profile must be in want of harassment. Well, something close to that. Here's BuzzFeed's Gabby Dunn.
If I tweet about something that a guy doesn't agree with, instead of being like, I kindly disagree, the next at reply is like, you should get raped to death.
Women are hounded on, and in some cases off, the internet. Remember Shoshana Roberts? She walked around New York for 10 hours, filmed by a hidden camera that caught every leering look and catcall. The video got over a million views, and Roberts got a shed load of rape threats. Comedian Lindy West got rape threats after she had the nerve to debate the role that rape jokes play in comedy. Gaming blogger Anita Sarkeesian had to call the police and leave her home after getting a death threat from someone who had found her address and the address of her parents. Journalist Amanda Hess wrote about a man who created a Twitter account just to harass her, sending her messages that said things like, "Happy to say we live in the same state. I'm looking you up, and when I find you, I'm going to rape you and remove your head." What?
So you physically tilt your controller to control a torch and to interact with some things in the game, and the motion controls are a little bit inaccurate.
Alana Pierce is a popular video game reviewer from Brisbane, Australia, and she has the scars to prove it.
I started getting sexual harassment or rape threats as soon as I started reviewing games, vaguely in the public eye, which was about 3 years ago.
Like most other women online, Alana knows the old canard, don't feed the trolls.
I know that replying to people who do this kind of stuff to you isn't a proactive solution. They really just want to get you riled up.
But that wasn't good enough.
It got to a point that I was kind of just frustrated with letting them win.
So, Alana took a deep dive into some of the online profiles of her harassers and turned up something she hadn't expected. Some of the most vile messages came from boys who looked really, really young. Like, prepubescent young. Like, maybe they didn't even know what a rape threat was young. It totally changed the game for Alana.
So I got a message from this boy. It says that it was sent at about 5 a.m. and it basically said that he would rape me if he ever saw me. So I went to his profile. I actually found his mother.
Yep, she told his mom. Her name is Anna, and after finding her by going through the comments on the kid's Facebook page, Alana sent her a message.
Hi, Anna. I don't know you, but I was wondering if this person is your son. And then she said, yes, he is. Why? Because I didn't want to just open up with a screen cap of something someone had said in case he wasn't. So then I said, I've never spoken to him before, but he sent a concerning message to my public Facebook page today that I was wondering if you might be interested in discussing with him.
That's right. And could you maybe tell me exactly what you said? We can, I think it's fine if you swear.
It's only the C word that I don't want to say. So as long as I don't have to read out what he said. So she replied to me and actually said, oh my God, little shit, in reference to him. And then said, I'm so sorry. Yes, I will talk to him. And I was absolutely satisfied with that response. And the fact that she swore and the exact phrase that she said, I totally agree with, but I wasn't going to say anything.
It was the perfect language. It really was.
Yeah, she's actually a lovely person as well, and I think that she's handled it really well.
Has she talked to you at all about his reaction to her speaking to him about it?
Yeah, so she's actually gotten him to handwrite me a letter, which she's going to mail to me because I blocked him off of everything before I even contacted her, which is crazy to me. But she's also made him profusely apologize to his two younger sisters who've seen stuff about this on Facebook, and they know that it's him and are really uncomfortable with the fact that he said that.
After this heartening interaction, Alana tweeted an image of their conversation, saying, sometimes young boys on Facebook send me rape threats, so I've started telling their mothers. The tweet went ultra-viral. So far, it's been retweeted over 44,000 times and received upwards of 69,000 faves. Twitter was delighted. The trolls kept coming. After her mom tweet exploded, Alana estimates she took in over 1,000 rape threats in 3 days. But the overwhelming response has been positive.
This whole ordeal has made me realize how supportive the rest of the world actually is. This has really made me feel a lot more comfortable being online and knowing that people support me and that majority of people don't think this is okay, where I actually originally thought that most people would tell me that I was overreacting or to get over it because he didn't mean it.
It turns out that this young man, unsurprisingly, wasn't alone when he threatened Alana. It's that pack mentality that encourages boys to believe they can speak hatefully to women with impunity. Left alone to defend himself, however.
Apparently he's just really, really embarrassed and has reiterated 1,000 times that he didn't actually want to rape me. He just thought it would be funny. So I think that he's definitely learned a lesson here.
Despite approaching mothers, Alana doesn't place the blame on parents.
I absolutely don't think that this is related to the mother raising her son badly. I think this is just related to social media raising children not to realize what they're saying.
And if Alana were to find herself in Anna's shoes, what would she do?
I feel like I would take the exact approach that Anna has, where I would talk to other parents to make sure that they're aware of what their kids say online. I would probably be the kind of parent who would do the whole no internet for a month thing, as much as my kid would hate me. I think that I would totally do that.
If you're a woman and you're online, you will probably, at some point, come across one of these little shits. And when you do, take heed of Alana Pierce and don't feed the trolls. But do tell their mommies.
Meet the writer behind that voice, Meredith Haggerty, at the TLDR blog. It's at onthemedia.org, and Meredith will be posting daily. That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Sara Abdurrahman, Chris Neary, Laura Mayer, Kimmy Regler, Mira Sharma, Ethan Cheel, and Andrew Chug. We had more help from Kasia Mihailovich, and our show was edited this week by executive producer Katya Rogers. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Greg Rippon. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. Oh, hey, listeners, one more important thing. This week, we offer special bonus coverage on the retraction by Rolling Stone of its story of a gang rape at the University of Virginia. You can find our report at onthemedia.org or get it by subscribing to OTM on iTunes. Brooke Gladstone will be back next week with her special report from the Ebola front lines. I'm Bob Garfield.